let's go to prayer. There are some prayer requests that we've been given. Our sister Bonnie mentioned to me that she has a need in her body, a very definite physical need, and she's looking to God and would like us to look to God with her, that God will minister to her, fill her with his life. And so we were happy to do that. And so let's take her upon our hearts. I know some of you know her well and are praying with her already, but we're happy to join you as well. And throughout this week, let's be believing God to meet her in this way, as well as every other way that he has in mind. Praise God. And then we want to continue to pray for those that have left the camp, back home now, back at work, or wherever they may be, that God will continue to lead them on, cause them to put to practice the things that he has shown them, and to keep them in the grace that he has ministered to them. Praise God. And then we can pray for those that are coming also. Praise God. We want to pray for our churches, maybe. Each one of us represent some fellowship of believers, and we love them. We want to pray that God will bless each assembly. And so whatever God lays upon your heart, feel free to pray out. And sometimes we need to pray for something more than once. And if someone prayed the prayer that you were going to pray, pray it again, if God puts it upon your heart. There's a reason for that. And so there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes people, they come out of prayer meeting and say, I was going to pray, but you prayed just what I wanted to pray, so I didn't. And I said, you should have prayed it again. That would have been good. So I don't need to tell you about prayer meetings. But we do need to pray. So let's wait upon the Lord and let God give us prayer in the Holy Ghost. And believe that Jesus will be glorified tonight in and through this meeting. And that the rivers of living water will flow from this place all over the world. Praise God. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God.
Let's give ourselves to prayer.
Lord, we pray for our sister Bonnie, Lord, for an issue with her health and her body, Lord. I pray that you will give her divine healing, Lord. I pray that healing would be as meets your definition of divine health, that healing would be, first of all, the indwelling Christ, Lord. You would fill her with your life. You would fill her with your fullness, all the fullness of God, as you promised, Lord. The indwelling of the Father and the Son and the Spirit in her life. And I pray that, that life would flow out of her in such abundance that it would be an abundance of a restful service to your kingdom, Lord, and that the health that you give is for that. It's not separated from that. It's not something separate from yourself or separate from your kingdom, Lord, but it is part and parcel of your kingdom. And Lord, you say that outwardly we're wasting away, but inwardly being renewed day by day. Lord, if there's anything wasting away outwardly, then we claim a mighty fulfillment of the inward renewal Bonnie's life, especially, Lord, that you would just give her blessings on the inside, Lord, in her disposition, Lord, in her faith, Lord, that you would come in, as you promised, with the new heart, Lord, granting her all the new covenant promises and the actual experience, Lord, in a way that can be sensed and felt and displayed, Lord, rivers of living water flowing out of her. And that the physical health that you desire to give her would be just a footnote, just a minor piece of the overall transformation that you will work in her life, Lord. And,
yes, Lord.
What a shame it would be, Lord, if we ask you for health for her body apart from these things, Lord, that you give her what you said, that you would be her wisdom, her righteousness, her sanctification and redemption, Lord. Show us what those things are her life, Lord, and then, as you say, quicken also her mortal body.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We
pray that there'll be a flow of your life every day, Lord, every moment of the day. Bring our sister under that flow. Lord, as our brother has prayed, you are her life. You, Jesus, who live within her, you are her life. And Lord, we pray that you will cause that life to be manifested in her mortal body. Quicken her, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you will touch her in such a way that it will be absolutely clear that it was the Lord's doing, that you will be glorified. Lord, we know that you glorify yourself in healing us, Lord. You glorify yourself in causing that which you have purchased on Calvary to become our portion, Lord. And so, Lord, we just continue to pray and surround her with our love and faith and believe you, Lord, to glorify yourself in our sister. Lord, we pray that you'll greatly encourage her, Lord. We pray that the light of your presence and your countenance will shine brightly into her heart in these days. And Lord, we pray that you will hold her close to yourself then, and hide her there, Lord, we pray. As we have considered already tonight, Lord, hide her, we ask thee. And Jesus, we pray that in that place, that you will cause your glory to be revealed in our sister's life. Thank you for it. We pray also that you'll bless Chris, Lord. We thank you that he could be at camp at this time. And Lord, we just pray you'll bless his family, our brother James, our sister Elizabeth, and others, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the grace of God that you have imparted. And then minister to them, Lord. We see that, Lord. We know that it's God's grace that keeps them. It's God's grace that enables them to keep their eyes on Jesus, Lord, and to give themselves as they do. Strengthen our brother James. Strengthen our sister Elizabeth in every way that they have need of, Lord. Oh, God, you have special grace for the special need, Lord, that they deal with in their family. And, Lord, we pray that you'll bless Chris. We thank you, Lord, that you do. We thank you for all that you're doing for him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the love that he has for you. And Lord, we see Christ in him, Lord, and the grace of God in his life. Lord Jesus, you know all about his physical need. Don't let Chris get under strain, Lord. We know that healing is, of course, something that he would be concerned about, and we know that sometimes others are very concerned. But Lord, we can't get him healed, and we can't heal him. That's the work of the Holy Ghost, and we pray that you'll bring him into rest. We thank you for the measure that he has entered into that. And Lord, we do believe that you are able to raise him up completely, Lord, perfectly. And Lord, we just pray that you will fill him with your life every day. Lord, let the life-giving spirit of Jesus flow through every member of his body, of his being, Lord. Charge him with the life and the power of God, we pray, and raise him up for your glory. Jesus, we commit him to you, Lord. And as we await that victory, we pray that you'll flood him with your grace and that you'll keep him rejoicing and growing in God and being a blessing. And we pray this in your precious name, for your honor, for your glory, we ask you. Amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Under the blood, the precious blood. Under the cleansing, healing blood. Savior from day to day, under the precious blood. Hallelujah.
Physically, emotionally, spiritually, we commit her to you, Lord. We ask that your blood would cover her. Lord, we look to you to do mighty things above all that we could ask or think, trusting in you, resting in you, and counting it done. Dear Lord Jesus, minister to her this during these days, Lord. By your own Spirit, we ask of you to minister her greatly, that she would reach out and touch the hem of your garment, be completely made whole in all that you are desiring of her, Lord. Dear Jesus, we thank you for it. Fill her with your love divine. Bring such a rest into her soul. When she leaves this place, may you go with her greatly. Lord, we entrust her whole body to you. We place her into your hands completely. We look to you, we wait upon you, we watch to see what you will do to prove you, Lord Jesus. Strengthen her mightily by your Spirit in the inner man to the intent that Christ would dwell in her heart by faith. Being rooted in love and able to comprehend with all your saints the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of the Godhead. Dear Lord, nothing's too hard for you. We thank you that you are able to do a quick work. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are able to do this, and we believe you for it. Lord, we pray for the doctors, for the tests, that all that she will go through, that you would comfort her. Be her very present comfort, Lord. We ask this in your name for your sake. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We rest and commit all of our cares and just lift all of her burden from her into your most precious and capable hands, Lord.
Bless all the guests that are upon these grounds, Lord, these that have come from the Midwest and others that have come from other places, Lord, bless them, we pray.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, yes. We pray that you will yes. have your way in every life.
Yes.
Lord, we come up here with what we think we need. There are burdens that we bring with us, Lord, and we're here looking to you to meet those specific needs and make changes in those situations. But Lord, really, you know what we need. You know what's best. You know why we brought each one up here and what you want to say to them and how you want to minister to each one. And Lord, I do pray that you'll bring us into that place to receive what you have for us, Lord. Oh God, perhaps there are circumstances that need to be changed, and it's your will at this time to bring about real changes, Lord. We want to claim them. And Lord, the change needs to take place in us first of all. And Lord, we claim those changes as well, Jesus. That whatever it is that you have in your heart for each one, we pray that we shall be given that portion, brought in, Lord,
Bless my family, Lord. I thank you that they can be here.
Yes,
so many of them, you know, the many needs that are represented in this family, Lord. Physical
yes,
and other types yes. of needs, Lord. And Jesus, we just pray that you'll bring us into the
yes,
rest
Lord.
Of faith in just believing that God is, that he knows, that he sees, that he's undertaking, that he is doing what he sees best
yes.
to bring glory to his name.
Yes.
And it's much greater than anything that we could imagine, Lord. And so we pray you'll help us to trust you and
yes.
rest in you and to believe you, Lord, to get your
yes.
will done. And Lord, we claim this for,
yes.
for everyone
yes.
represented here this meeting tonight. God, have your way. Amen.
Yes. We do thank you, Lord, for Pastor Brother Kenny. We thank you, Lord, that you opened the way for him to be able to come up here and bless us this year. We do pray for Lily and the children, Lord, and the whole family, Lord. We thank you for every one of them, that the way they bless us, Lord. For these many years of blessing that we receive from them in Richwood. And we do pray, Lord, for the whole entire family of God in Canarsie and Richwood. We think especially of them that pray with us, standing tonight with us on the Monday night prayer meeting in Richwood. And we think of our older folks, Lord. We pray for Sister Elsie. We pray, dear Jesus, that you give a divine strength, strengthen her body, Lord. We thank you for her, Lord. We thank you for Sister Elsie. And Sister Eleanor, we pray for her, Lord. We pray that you strengthen her body these days. You see her need, Lord, with her back and her arms, and we pray that you'll come to Sister Eleanor, Lord. Come to Brother Masfuck. Help them, Lord, Brother Herbert, as they gather there tonight, Lord, and most likely every one of them pray for us up here, Lord, so we do pray for them, that you come and strengthen them, Lord, encourage them. Come to Brother Eddie, Lord. Come to him, Lord. Strengthen his body, Lord. Give him the strength that he needs these days, Lord. For this much traveling and overburden, Lord, I pray that we'll come to our pastor, Lord, and give him strength, Lord. Come to Sister Susan. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the both of them and their children, for the dedication, Lord, to us, to our needs, to this camp, Lord, for the thing that they do for us all these many years. And we pray, Lord, that you'll bless them and strengthen them,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for our group up here, Lord. Our group, our staff in the kitchen, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that for this day, for the day that we had today, it was such a blessing by the end of the day to see the blessing and the unity among the workers, Lord, every one of us, Lord. Sometimes we take our eyes from you, Lord, and things don't look rosy, but we'll just have to turn to you, Lord. Just in a minute, things can change because we just look to you, Lord. So I thank you for these changes that were established today, Lord. And I thank you for every one of them, Lord. Every one of them, Lord. That the anointing that is been starting to flow in this grounds, Lord, and in that kitchen and upstairs, Lord. I want to thank you especially for that. I sense your presence mighty today, Lord, and I sense this unity that is beginning to cover every one of us, Lord. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for that, Lord, and I want to remember also grace. Oh God. Oh God, grace, grateful, comfortable grace, Lord. I pray that you speak peace to the heart these days, Lord. I pray that you encourage and strengthen the Lord. help, O Lord, increase our faith, increase our trust in you, Lord. And I pray that you'll continue to touch our body, Lord, and make us whole. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.
Moment I'm kept in his love, moment by moment I light from above, looking to Jesus till glory does shine, moment by moment, O Lord,
sister-in-law asked me today, she said, Kay, how does Kath run? She's a vice president of Nature's Bounty Vitamins or something like that, one of the vice presidents there. And she says, I know how involved it is to run a business. And I just look at this place and I wonder, how does this place run? How do they do all this? Buy the food and get the staff together and take care of this and that. And it's just a marvel to me as we talked about it, how God runs this place very definitely. All these things need to be done.
Absolutely.
There's so much. You know, she just, coming from her vantage point, she realizes how much, she has a sense of how much is involved to run a place like this as they do. And talked about, well, this one has the responsibility, has taken it upon themselves, as they understand it to be God's will, to get the staff together, that's divided up between these ones, and then there's the one that buys the food and orders all the paper goods and so on, and then there's the one that gets all the permits and takes care of this and that. And the marvel of it was that all of these people are volunteers. You know, it's enough to pay people and know that they're going to be there from 9 to 5, 5 or 6 days a week. And even with that, it's hard to get all these things done. And here we have a staff of people that are just doing it for the love of God. And you think especially of people like Brother Paul, and Sister Aletha, Tom and Mary, others that Sister Auntie is here so much during the summer, and then these nurses that give themselves, you know, you need nurses in every, during every period, you need lifeguards in every period. It really, when you just take time to think about it, you have to say, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And if you tried to figure it out, you couldn't do it. But the Lord, he has it all figured out. And it's really wonderful.
Thank you,
really
Lord.
Really a wonderful, wonderful
Thank
thing
you.
That Jesus puts it upon the hearts of people to be here at the right time, doing the right thing, for just the job that's needed. And as our brother Gus prayed about unity, that's also a wonderful thing. That God can bring people from all different walks of life and different fellowships and bring them together, so they can work together in the love of God. Well, sometimes that's tested, I know, and there's some bumps, so on. But we thank God for the unity that He produces here in this place. Praise God. I just had to thank God when I was talking with her, and this thing about God's faithfulness. And God's been doing that year after year after year. Oh, my. How many years is it now? I forget. But there have been so many changes. The Lord took the gardeners home, Collis's home. Other precious ministers have gone to their eternal reward. And the schedule has changed. Now we have this rotation of ministry. And God has His hand upon this work. And God is put it into people's hearts to come. There's an interest in the work at camp and all of these things. soul, Jesus. And it's as we stay low at his feet and as we continue in the way that God has shown us by his grace that we can expect him to continue to show forth his glory and to keep this work for himself. I was talking to my friend Jerry and Andrew in the parking lot. They were saying goodbye, one of those Italian goodbyes that take about a half hour. And they were talking about the standards at camp and how good that is, and how if you give an inch, people take a mile, and all of these things. And I was reminded of a story I heard of Brother Hans Waldfogel. He was here on a Labor Day retreat, and he just, in the meeting, began to groan, deeply groan. And people didn't know what was happening, but he got up and he said, "The Lord showed me what this camp would be like if it was given over to the flesh." And he got that sight and it horrified him. But he groaned in the spirit that God would keep this work holy and keep this work pure and keep this work for himself. Oh my. We could understand how precious that is and how we have to lean absolutely on the Lord. Praise God. May God help us. Just trust God to keep this place, keep his presence on these grounds. Keep his intervention over this place and cause it to increase. Help us to be faithful. Praise God. What God requires of us, God provides for us. And so we need to take that from him and believe God to just keep this place holy unto the Lord and a vestibule of heaven where people can prepare for his soon coming.
Great is thy faithfulness,
great is thy faithfulness,
morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
me. We want to thank you, Lord, for all our fellowship churches, everyone that's represented here, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the opportunity to meet before your face, Lord. God, we pray for our churches back home that they might suffer no lack as a result of our absence, but Lord, that your presence will be there, that every need will be met, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will cover every action, every word. Lord, I pray that all those that will come at this time to our churches will be filled, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will meet every need, oh God, and satisfy those, O God, that have come, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for our ministers that are left behind too, that you fill them with a greater desire for your wisdom, your strength, your power, your anointing, Lord Jesus, be upon their lives, upon the words they say, that it might bring forth fruit, O God, to the hearers, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Meet every need in our churches, Lord. Let your precious will continually be accomplished, Lord, for your honor and glory and praise. We thank you, Lord. Amen.